Do soft mouth police better than Seth Godin. Gui Mi Ji Ren Ju Chang Ban Wu Xian Lai Chapian Kimetsu no Yaiba, Mugen Resha Hen, 1080p, Won Zheng Ban Ben Episode Number 1. Today is the 15th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Sheila. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. If you know someone who is having a hard time in their creative practice, whether they love Seth Godin or not, please share it with me. There are lots of people out there, so subscribe to my course newsletter and there is no fee to appear as long as you share with your friends if you find something useful or interesting. I will see you next time, but now you can have my book read by 100 people and find out what happened. I will do my best to apply what I hear on the show so that I can live to listen to you all. If you want the best product, the best website, the best book or the best software, you need the rest of the world to help you get it right. The free prize inside will teach you how to create blockbusters without the brainwashing marketers of the MBA. Now you can put something on YouTube in one day and then put it out and market it to millions of people. You don't have to be a genius, just curiosity, initiative and a strategy to overcome resistance if you stand up for your ideas. With Godin's help, you can find a free price that will transform your business into a world leader in the way you vote, where you shop and what you buy. Why not respect your customers as intelligent people who can decide for themselves what is worthy of their loyalty? People use social media to make well-informed decisions and gather to spread the word to those around them. Seth Godin has been recognized as the preeminent influencer in the marketing world, and he is right that many marketing efforts are still about changing one's mind. If you haven't lived in a cave for 15 years, you know he's right in his belief that we still have control over our minds and our ability to change them. In an industry that can be so loud and cheesy and in your face, Seth's thinking is striking in many ways, but also in the fact that he's right. It is claimed that there are no absolutes in marketing, and that is because it basically confirms that marketing is ultimately about people and the relationships we build with them. There is still a place for PR and spin, as we see every day on the TV news, and there is still a business case for advertising, but there is no question that marketing changes people. There is no marketing writer in history who has looked at this issue as thoroughly and expressed it as beautifully as Seth Godin. Marketing has moved from its original focus on people and relationships to a more holistic approach to marketing. When I read Seth's book, it seemed to me that the repeated emphasis on changing people and changing things was ignored. Marketing is all about change, and marketers need to make that change. So we forget to constantly improve and ignore the fact that our criticism is not about doing our job better than it is supposed to be for people. It's about marketing changing the people around us, not the other way around. Turn off the subtitles so you don't miss a word, but make sure you get someone into the joke, go with them, respect them and get involved and see if you missed a beat. Listening to Lin-Manuel Miranda and talking about his inspiration, each sentence reflects three things that have happened in the world before. I believe that the mistake people make is to make people aware of the wrong things, and I firmly believe that, just to show you my bad letter, I think we could all agree that I don't have a writing block. I've done enough of it, done enough bad podcasts, developed the practice and slipped in some good ones. I was told that the hardest thing to do to publish a book is to get up at 6:30 in the morning and type. I've written enough bad lyrics, done enough bad podcasts, developed the practice and slipped in some good ones. Re new to the show, you have the chance to decipher The Jordan Harbinger Show with me in the next few weeks on my new podcast, The Jordan and I Show. Each episode turns the guest's wisdom into practical advice that you can use to develop a deeper understanding of how the world works and become a better critical thinker. Come back next week, as we'll use this formula again as a guide to any changes you might make. It's tempting to sit somewhere in a booth, tweaking every sentence and polishing every word. But how hard can it be to give up work on a book and send it to the publisher when you might have to work on it for a month or two? Thank you all for joining us again on Gui Mi Ji Ren Ju Chang Ban Wu Xian Lai Chapian Kimetsu no Yaiba, Mugen Resha Hen, 1080p, Won Zheng Ban Ben. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.